the Gallagher Grand Prix wrapping up on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Scott Dixon is the champion this year. He'll join us here momentarily, as will second place finisher in Graham Brayhall. Currently joined by Padua Ward, who comes home third, driving the number five Arrow McLaren Chevrolet with the sixth podium of the season, 19th podium of his young career, and also back now in the top five in the NTT IndyCar Series point standings. Your thoughts on a hot afternoon here at the Speedway?
Yeah, well, that was physical. That was a physical race. Every lap was a push lap for me today. Remind me of a lot about Mid Ohio this year. But very pleased with today. I thought the team did a phenomenal job on my strategy in the pits. I was very happy with my car balance. We've obviously got some catching up to do in an area, but I'm very happy with what we extracted from our tools today.
Yeah. Good day from Arrow McLaren. I understand we have some questions virtually, so stand by there. We'll start with questions in person. We have a couple of roving microphones, so let us know if you have a question. We'll begin up here, front row. Tim May. Tim.
Yeah, Pato, in a race like that, are you well aware of where you are? You understand what I'm saying, especially there near the end and stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Midway through, they were telling me we were third. You know, Scott and Graham were really quick. I mean, I struggled keeping Christian behind, but managed it very well.
More questions for Padua Ward before we get into Graham. Graham, welcome. Congratulations. Second place finish, of course, driving the number 15 Code 3 Associates Honda. Graham leading a race high 36 of the 85 laps this afternoon. Best finish of the season, 33rd career podium. Doing your best to reel in the six-time series champion there at the end. Tell us about the battle there.
Yeah, I thought, I thought we did it right today. But that's the way racing goes, and I was worried a little last night that we didn't have three sets of reds to use. We had a blister on the left front qualifying set. Not really sure why. Wasn't a flat spot or anything, but unfortunately it made it so that set wasn't usable for us today. And I knew that the two middle stints on black, I was going to have to drive the wheels off of it just to maintain my gap. We were able to do that and actually pull a little bit more of a gap. But again, Dixie through that middle stint, all those stints had reds. It's just blacks to reds, chasing down the best to ever do this. It's not an easy thing. And, we got that last stint, and I knew we were going to have to make a lot of time. We were catching them about 7/10 a lap. But then traffic came into play a little bit, and it just is what it is. But at the end of the day, we have nothing to be ashamed of. I thought we laid it all on the line. We did a great job as an organization this weekend. And, to get a podium in a year like this feels good. To get a win would have been better, but, that's the way this goes.
Good to be back on a podium for you.
Absolutely. I mean, for the whole team, as I've said numerous times, these guys have worked extremely, extremely hard to be here and to get this organization back on track. And it's great to see the fruits of their labor starting to show and being able to go out there and challenge really hard today. I thought we did, you guys see it, not me, but I thought from what I could see gap-wise, we did the best job on blacks by far of anybody today. I know when Alex is behind me or Christian was behind me on blacks, they weren't anywhere near our pace. I was able to hold Christian off blacks on blacks, and he was on reds there in that second stint, and I was pleased with that. So the guys just did a great job to give me a car that I could attack today, and it's a shame not to come away with a win, but that's the way it goes.
Questions for our second or third place finishing drivers. Go ahead. Let's go Chris here in blue.
Graham, you've had several races where, you've been competitive, but, something goes wrong in the pits or something else happens on track. How refreshing is it to where your result today didn't have anything like crazy like that happen in the pits, like at Mid-Ohio or at IMS a couple years ago or something like that?
Aside from an 8-lap yellow that didn't need to be 8 laps, that may have had an effect on today. But the reality is that's the way that these things go. And I knew, I don't know if Pato was thinking the same, but I under that yellow, I asked the guy, I don't know why we're not going green. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And I knew when Dixie pitted, I was like, son of a, because you give the guy an inch, he's going to get a mile. And it's just the way he is. He's the best at saving fuel and going fast and doing the things he does. And I did that exact strategy 2 years ago, so I know it works, you know. And so it was nice, though, in general, just to have a smooth day. Never really felt totally under pressure. Felt that when guys did close on me, that I could respond and pull the gap when I needed to. Never had a single brake lock today. Just a very kind of straightforward day, which was very refreshing for the year that we've had.
And then the start of the race, were you really expecting Devlin to try a passer on the outside like that, coming from the third?
No, round? But he made a hell of a lunge. And honestly, I was locking or having a slight slow of the inside front, so I didn't feel totally confident to go any deeper than I did. I mean, you guys saw it. I still full lock, still used the majority of the road, tried to give him just enough room, but there was no panic there. I knew we'd get him back quick, and we did, and off we went.
Pat, I've got a question online. If you can, in Spanish, explain your day, your thoughts, opening thoughts about your race today.
Contento con el día, muy contento con la estrategia del equipo, con los pit stops, y le sacamos todo el jugo al auto. Realmente no pudimos haber hecho una mejor carrera. Obvio, tenemos que avanzar un poco en un área donde hemos estado batallando todo el año, no nomás es ahorita, pero siento que ahorita ha estado un poco más pronunciado. Ahí se los voy a dejar. Entonces, sí, realmente que muy contento con lo que pudimos hacer hoy.
Gracias. Wolfgang, and then we'll go back to Tim in the front row.
Two questions for Graham. You just said earlier there was traffic which came into play. Do you think without this traffic, you have maybe a chance to have launched an attack to Scott Dixon? And the second question, I think during the last laps, Hunter Ray was between you and Dixon, and you made the gesture. What does it mean? You thanked him? Or?
Yeah, I wasn't very pleased. Ryan's a very close friend, so I'm not going to say much, but I didn't think it needed to be a lap and a half or two laps for him to let me by. And Potts will tell you the same thing. When you're a second back of a car, it becomes a struggle, period. I mean, it's not easy. And the lapped cars, I wish they know that. You know, they could make job, particularly in the closing stages like that, slightly easier. Having said that, on the flip side of that, I thought Marcus Armstrong was amazing, you know, to let me right through. I mean, I was chasing his teammate. He certainly didn't need to make my life that easy, and he did a wonderful job. So, you know, I saw both sides of it today, and Dixie had the same. So no, I don't think it affected my ability to go challenge Scott. It was the same for all of us at the front, trying to work our way through the lapped cars. And, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Graham, you got almost up to Dixie's tail at one point there near the end and stuff. And when did it become apparent to you that he almost had to have a mistake, though, to get by him? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, right away.
It became resolute to you.
Right away, because I could see he wasn't sliding around a lot. He'd used the tires a little, but, you know, Dixie's not going to just make a mistake. You know, so I knew it was going to have to be a flawless run. And frankly, I almost had it. You know, I'm meaning like, I needed about one more car length to be closer out of 13 to be able to get by. But I pulled off of overtake because I wasn't really gaining. I was kind of just, you know, holding steady. And because of his race pattern being so much more fuel saving, he had a lot more overtake at one stage. So we were catching him at the end. I mean, he was starting to use overtake because I could get that, you know, at one point he had 60 seconds more than me. And I think at the end we ended up equal. So he was using it to stay ahead of me. But, you know, that's what I kind of love about our version of overtake, frankly. It's a mono-a-mono battle. You use it offensively, defensively. It's none of this DRS crap that just makes it easy. And, you know, for me, I thought Dixon used it right today. I tried to do the best I could to challenge him, and I just ran out of steam. I mean, I just didn't – The lad leading up to the last lap, I went through the snake, turned 7, 8, 9, 10, and just I had zero grip, and I lost about
half a second and or 3/4 tenths, and that was it.
If you were watching this race, though, did we see Dixon put on a masterclass? I mean, how would you describe, you know, he obviously spun on the first lap, you know.
Go ahead. I mean, it's been done a lot before, but he certainly is great at what he does. And this is the second one he's stolen from me, 2020 July race. It was the same finishing order. So, is what it is.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Pat, I know you're disappointed with third place, but earlier today your buddy won the pole for tomorrow's race. So in a lot of ways, you're pretty excited and happy to see that.
Yeah, I'll be mad if he doesn't win tomorrow.
Let's go Lewis and then Patrick.
Ryan, yesterday you said that it would be a red race, you know, and you said your frustration with a blistered tire. For a layperson, you know, the blacks are supposed to be endurance and the reds are supposed to wear away, yet some tracks, sometimes Birmingham here. What makes the difference?
Well, here today, Pato, I don't know what you have, but for me, it was just a little balance. I mean, I had a little bit more grip on the blacks, on the reds, but my rear was a lot more durable, actually. It was kind of the opposite of what you would expect. I thought I could challenge the rear of the car much harder, particularly on the entry to four. On blacks, I was so loose in four the entire run that I never felt that I could push that much. Lap time wise wasn't a heck of a lot different, but at the end, you know, when I wanted to go chase Dixie, the reds, having another set of reds, I think would have flipped the script on this race, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and but it is what it is.
Yeah, and Pato, you know, what's your feeling about the reds and the blacks and how sometimes they reverse roles?
I think you were an outlier on blacks. I was having you were just really fast on blacks. Like, I was on reds, and I was maintaining, but at that point, you should be catching. You shouldn't be maintaining. And when I was on blacks and they were on reds, I was falling like a rock. Like, I was miserable on them. I was also kind of, I was on the same boat as he was. I had two heat cycled reds that I had to use and a fresh set of reds. And I was very pleased to see that even with those two heat cycles, they held up really, really nice. So I was very happy with that.
Patrick, go ahead.
Pato, I believe it's your sixth podium of the season. What's it going to take to get over that? Just that little hump there.
Freaking win would be great.
Yeah.
I've been driving my ass off every single race. Like, there is nothing more than I want than to get wins. Obviously there's been little things here and there that have, you know, got us out of contention and out of being able to kind of capitalize on that. But, you know, with like a performance of today, I'm very pleased. I'm just tired. That's why I'm a little like, I'm just very pleased with today. Very happy with how the team and I attacked, because we knew, you know, I was playing around with Graham in the warm up and he was just stronger than me. I know he was. I knew it was going to be a tall ask to just from outright pace, try and beat them. But I was very happy with my car balance. I was very happy with every other call. So, we just got to keep pushing.
Graham, you've touched on this a little bit, but we have a joke around here that Scott Dixon wins in the most Scott Dixon-like ways. I mean, that seemed like again today. I mean, you said you gave him an inch with that extra long caution, and it sounded like they tried to go back to green a couple times and something wasn't right. But is that a frustration, or do you need to figure out where he gets his water from, kind of thing?
No, he's 19 straight years with the win doesn't happen by luck, and there's nobody else that's anywhere close to that. But I certainly wanted one bad today, frankly. I think, like Pato said, on the blacks, I focused really hard on getting my car balance to where it was acceptable that I could maintain through that stint and or through those two, and I did. And to come up short, you know, it definitely definitely stings. But you know, he made the strategy work, and he's damn good at that.
Chris,
Graham, how much more validation does this give you and the rest of the team that the shakeups that y'all have done has so far worked?
Yeah, it's heading in the right way. I mean, and I said it to all of our sponsors in Nashville. Said it to them again this morning when I saw everybody in the meet and greet. You know, everybody's been very patient, which I know isn't the easiest thing. But I think genuinely we've shown now that, you know, Christian's success and our flashes of speed in Mid-Ohio and other places weren't a fluke, that we are genuinely getting a lot better. And, you know, hopefully that can carry over and we can build into a really strong winter and start off next year on a much better foot than what we did this year.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Graham. You just said you got stung today. You got stung in May. You've got stung twice here in Indianapolis. Which stung worse, today or in May?
Yeah, I mean, they're both so different, you know, so different. But, you know, as Pato said, I went to bed. I slept extremely good last night because I thought if you looked at the if you looked at the average lap times in warm-up, we looked really good. So I was thinking that it's never a guarantee, but I felt this is a track that's fairly green. Not a lot of cautions, which we didn't get. And that starting where we started, if we did the right things, that we had a damn good chance to win. And we played it perfect. I think, as he just said, I mean, we were an outlier on the blacks. I agree. I thought the same. And on an ordinary day around here, he would have won the race, you know. But obviously the way that Dixon was able to get the mileage, the speed at which he was, having all the reds, you know, had what, probably two new sets of reds in a used. I mean, just a lot of tires to use. And we weren't quite there.
Let's take one off Zoom. Eduardo Amos Ayala, IndyCar Aldea. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. In Spanish, Pato, ¿tuviste también problemas con el tránsito? ¿O qué? Creo que tuviste problemas con Peterson en algún punto de la carrera.
No, Peterson fue mucho mejor esta vez. No, estuvo bien. Obvio, hay unos que se esperan un poco más en cómo dejarte pasar. A mí siempre que me tocan esas carreras, yo no le ahorrino el día a nadie. Es una diferente historia si estás peleando el campeonato con el líder y por alguna razón tú estás teniendo una buena carrera, pues, y faltan dos, tres carreras, obvio, le vas a hacer la vida de cuadritos, pero no, o sea, realmente para los que están ahí atrás en el campeonato, destruirle a alguien una carrera que ha pasado muchas veces en esta serie, se me hace una gatada. Yo jamás haría eso.
Bien. Ya de hoy está un poquito por demás por lo de después de las últimas carreras. Creo que este resultado para ti sobre todo es muy bueno para el resto del año.
No, pues contento, pero pues al final del día siento que la manera que yo he manejado en estas últimas carreras se sienten igual que hoy. O sea, realmente no he hecho errores, no le he sacado todo lo que pueda. O sea, a lo que me han dado y siento que hoy fue un muy muy buen día de yo con el equipo de ir hacia el frente y realmente pelear. No tuvimos ni una vuelta donde era, oye, como que ya la puedes tomar tranquila. Estuvimos empujando cada vuelta.
Muy bien. Thanks.
Okay, Eduardo, Bruce, wrap us up for this portion of it.
A shared weekend with NASCAR, since it looks likely that IndyCar will probably be at Milwaukee or somewhere like that next year.
Yeah, for sure. I as I said yesterday, I hope we can figure out how to make more of these happen. It's a damn cool thing for motorsports fans, so hopefully we can figure out a way to keep it going.
Congratulations on the podium. See you in a couple weeks. Worldwide Technology Raceway. Again, Graham Rahal coming home second. Pato Award third. Scott Dixon is on his way. He'll be here shortly.